8 minutes away from 4 o'clock. It's Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL. Matt Douglas is manning the ship back in studio control in downtown Elyria. Andy Bullbarch out here in Avon, where tonight the Lake Erie Crushers will match wits and lock horns with the Evansville Otters at the beginning of a 3-game series and a 6-game homestand. You hear the Ultimate Warrior theme, and that gives us a great segue to introduce our very first guest, because whether he is on the cops and courts or if he is covering the local Elyria beat, Dave O'Brien is most definitely an Ultimate Warrior, and he joins us in studio right now. Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave's weekly appearance is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Stop by, and you'll see why. Dave, how are you today?
Oh, keeping busy, Bull. You know, let me tell you, it's just never a dull moment here in Elyria.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing in our business, right? No news isn't always good news.
That's correct.
In the workforce that we decided to be a part of. And I want to begin with something that I think is pretty exciting. I mean, I think it was kind of a foregone conclusion when we had talked about this about a month or so ago, but Elyria is moving forward with the plan for the connector road for Chestnut Commons and Broad Street. Well, what's the latest on this project?
Well, the city is starting to move forward with the design process on this road, and we have a timeline. We have a design firm that's going to be doing a lot of the work leading up to actually, you know, breaking ground. Mayor Holly Brenda recommended to a council committee last night that they hire Trans Systems to do the work out of this. It was one of the four firms that put in some bids for this work, and she recommended that the committee then recommend to full council next week that that Trans Systems get hired. They're going to do everything from, you know, the sanitary sewer, the stormwater, the paving, design, construction, designing every aspect of this project. And we should see ground get broken for on the north side, if people don't remember, on the north side at East Broad right there, they're going to start putting in that roundabout at Turnus Lane. And they're going to start building there and then work their way south to the back of the Walmart. Run parallel to 20 right there. So you're going to start seeing work up there this fall or early winter, and it should all be done by this same time next year. So we got about a year's worth of work to be done here. That's pretty exciting. You know, that road will go in. They say that it'll calm the traffic down there at Chestnut Ridge and Chestnut Commons Drive by about 20%. Still only the first phase of this entire project. More traffic calming, you know, more solutions down there where traffic's really kind of crazy around Chestnut Commons and the entrance off of Chestnut Ridge Road, excuse me. There's going to be more work done down there. And they're still talking about this vaunted, you know, this crazy Michigan left turn, this legal U-turn that they're going to put in. That is still an option at this point, a pricier option. So they might not do it kind of the same way they were talking about doing it a couple of years ago.
Well, am I wrong, or was ODOT kind of involved in that kind of in some way? If I recall, didn't they have to get permission from them before they did something, or am I making that up?
There's a lot of gotcha. I mean you think there's a lot of paperwork around tax time. I mean, anytime you want to spend millions of dollars, there's a lot of paperwork involved, and ODOT's still, you know, heavily involved in the conversation here. So they had done a lot of studies and basically talking about the wetlands and whether or not, you know, Walmart or some of the other business owners there were going to have to pay to basically give back some of the property that they got in easements or that they got in, you know, that they were paid for, and whether they're not going to have to pay back, you know, some of the federal money and you know, state money that was involved in, you know, in the project. So it's that very much is up in the air. But at least we're going to get this connector road. You know, they're going to start doing that as soon as possible, and they're designing it now. So.
And I think that's certainly great news. I actually drove down there on Friday just to kind of – I actually had to stop at an establishment back in Chestnut Commons, and I wanted to kind of see what the fuss was about. And this was Friday, oh, I don't know, 6:30, somewhere in that general vicinity. And I could see how during those prime traffic hours that it would get really backed up out there. Plus, you know, they continue to put more out there. We talked about the KFC last week. That's going back there as well. And I think it just makes sense to give you another out. If you want to get out to Broad Street or if you want to get out to 57, it's nice to have another out. As big as that area and as big as that whole shopping center has become, you need more than one way in and one way out. And I really don't see the downside of this, do you? I mean, I know some people complained at first talking about how the roundabout there at Turnus and Broad might cause some problems. I don't really think that's going to cause nearly as many problems as people think, do you?
You know, I think people are a little freaked out about about driving in a roundabout, number one, and it's like, I've done this before, okay? You know, I may not be the greatest, you know, I may not be some Formula One driver, you know, or NASCAR driver, but well, I should have gotten out with NASCAR first.
They drive in circles, yeah. It's all right.
But I'm not the greatest driver, and I've been on many, many roundabouts. You will get used to it. Don't worry about it. It's just keep going through the circle. Traffic keeps moving. You don't have to stop, start, go. You don't have to worry about somebody blowing a red light. I wouldn't be too worried about that. Also, this is going to give better access to emergency services. This is going to open up all that farmland north of Walmart to more development. DBR. I spoke with them. You know, previously, and we've talked about that a little bit about how they're going to open up and have a big kind of their fulfillment center plan out there. Some more warehousing space. That's all going to be open up to development. Emergency services are going to be able to shoot right off of Broad Street and go right down to the back of Walmart. And just in case there's a fire or, some sort of other emergency, I'm not an Illyrian, so, maybe I don't have as much skin in the game as a lot of other people do, but I've driven in that area. And yeah, it can get frustrating. I have to go over there, for various things. I've been to the BMV like twice now and done business over there. So it's going to be complicated. It's, there's always growing pains. I read somebody said online, it's like, well, this is a temporary solution to a permanent problem. And they should have done this years ago. Well, if it's a permanent problem, then anything that they did years ago is not going to do anything now. So it's just, we're trying to do the best that they're, I shouldn't say we, but the city and the engineers and the transportation people are trying to do the best that they can to resolve what was done previously. You know, maybe there was a little too much, construction, a little too much development, and it wasn't thought about back then. But now we're trying to alleviate that, and we'll see what happens. Again, it's kind of my favorite phrase on here with you guys is we'll see what happens.
Well, that's part of it, though. I mean, they realize more things are coming, including the new living quarters, right, for the 50 and older.
Oh, there's a 55 and up,
yeah. I mean, they know they got to do something here soon, right?
Yeah, and there's more development that's going to happen out there. Like I think I said even maybe last week or the week before, this is one of the last unbuilt areas, and a lot of it's built up, but this is some of the last prime real estate for commercial, and residential development in the city. Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's out to the west side, sure, off of West River, but also this is some of the last land that you're going to have to build up in the city. And they're getting that done, and it's going to improve the tax base, and it's going to, bring a lot more jobs and everything. That's the plan anyway. And I don't want to sound like too much of a civic booster because that's not my job, but this is going to happen, and either something's going to get built there, or if people don't want it, something else is going to get built there.
Well, and this is one of many construction projects that I think a lot of us need to get used to over the next few months here.
Sure.
You had detailed this last week that there's a lot of road work ramping up in and around the area. Which areas specifically do we need to be aware of when we're traveling here over the next couple of months as this road work really begins to ramp up?
Okay, well, listen very closely, Illyria, because I'm going to give you the list. Because we had some people who said, I don't know why these signs are going up in my neighborhood saying no on-street parking. Well, that's because they're starting to pave your residential streets and some non-residential streets as well. Real quick, East River Street, Park Avenue, Belmont Avenue, Prospect Avenue, Morgan Avenue, Dartmouth Circle, University Avenue, Columbus Street, 5th Street, 8th Street, 13th Street, Gates Avenue, West 19th Street, Oak Street, Branston Avenue, Fairwood Boulevard, Georgetown Avenue, Carroll Lane, Walnut Street, and Irondale Street.
Jeez.
That's it, huh?
Are all going to start being done starting today. There are signs up already. I know, especially out on Morgan Avenue, there are signs up already. And we're keeping an eye out for where other signs are going up. But if you go out and you've seen that, oh, my street got milled in the middle of the night or while I was at work, that's because they're going to start putting a new surface on it. Again, all this is from Issue 6 money, some of it state and federal money, but that's more so on the, you know, on the state, you know, and U.S. routes throughout the city. You know, I've detailed that in a number of stories, you know, previously in the Chronicle. So, you know, where there's road work, yeah, there's going to be some pains out there, and it's going to take you a little while longer. Leave a little bit more time for your commute. But those are the streets that are going to get done. And also they're doing the East Park Recreation Center parking lot is going to get done, in Hilltop Park parking lot also going to get paved. So that'll be nice for when you want to go out those places and enjoy the sunshine. So all that work is going to start this week. If it hasn't started today, maybe because there was some rain going on early this morning, but it'll get done. It'll start getting done this week. Precision Paving is out there, and they will have flaggers and they will have signs up and everything that that people need to know about, all the motorists need to know about. So,
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, you detailed this last week as well. Certainly want to hit on the improvements that are going to be made to Elyria's East Park. What kinds of improvements are going to be made, and how soon will this be done?
Well, there was input, and again, a lot of this is being done with Issue 6 money and Parks, you know, capital improvement money. But the city is going to add some walking trail, a restroom, and a shelter at East Park. Should all be done by this fall. Basically, you're going to have some additional crushed gravel and paved trails, 6 feet wide, going through the park there. Cost is, you know, approaching $230,000. Again, all budgeted through Issue 6 money already. This is just to put it out to bid, kind of get the ball rolling. New restroom and shelter at the south entrance of the park off of Prospect Street. So you already have, you know, the pool out there, playground equipment, basketball courts, you know, baseball fields. There's a couple walking trails out there already. You can wander around the park. This is all from community input where people said, hey, you know, the trails are great and all, but can we get some more of them? And can some of them be a little more stable, you know, underfoot for people who aren't comfortable, you know, walking on gravel? There's the paved trails, a little easier on the lower joints. So all that work is going to get done, should be done by this fall, ready to enjoy, you know, in the winter, spring, and summers to come. So.
Good stuff, my friend. Well, we have come to the point in the interview where we get to talk about all the crazy things that you overheard on the scanner this week. What kinds of good scanner stories do you have for us? I did see one you retweeted earlier talking about groundhogs in engine compartments.
Again, from our from one of my favorite colleagues. Not that all of them aren't fantastic, but and my colleague Andrew Dolph over this weekend, Lorain County overheard on the scanner. Quote: I think we were able to get the groundhog out of the engine compartment. We'll be clear. Unquote. You know, he mentioned that's kind of a warm spot for a groundhog to be in, especially with 90 degree heat.
Oh, that's good.
You know, before the humidity gets counted on there. So I don't know. You know, maybe the groundhog was cold or got chased out of a burrow, but it ended up in somebody's engine compartment. Hopefully, the groundhog and the vehicle are okay.
That's my favorite part of the year. They're so vague, they leave your mind open to many possibilities of what could have happened with that groundhog. Yes.
Sometimes that's the fun part about following along on the scanner, the fact that they kind of leave things open just a little bit so you can use your imagination. Good stuff. Well, Dave, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. Have a wonderful week, and we'll do this again next Tuesday.
Sounds good to me, Bill. We'll see you guys then.
Thank you very much, Dave. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the Local Beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see Jim and Bob and the entire gang. They're on Broad Street right across from the hospital in Elyria. It's a trusted name in jewelry. And if you stop by, trust me when I tell you, you'll see why. That's Vandermark Jewelers. We need to head to a break. When we come back, we have more fun and excitement. It begins with Your Money Now and Matt Douglas with the local news. That's coming your way here in just a couple of minutes. And at 4:10, Michael Bodie with Waiting for Next Year is going to talk Tribe with us. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree? Job skills? A rewarding career? As a member of the Ohio Army National Guard, those dreams can become a reality. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. As a proud member of the Ohio Army National Guard, you're eligible for the scholarship program as soon as you enlist. And you'll become a part of an elite group of men and women who've sworn to serve and protect their community, state, and nation. Start fulfilling your dreams today with an education that will help you land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about earning your degree debt-free and the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And put that reward to good use. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Bullseye on weather on AM 930. Overnight, say goodbye to stormy weather with a low near 65. Bit of sunshine Wednesday, high of 77.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks have held to a relatively narrow range today. Near the close, the Dow Industrials are down 27 points. The Nasdaq's down 18. The S&P 500 has slipped 8. Shares of HCA Healthcare are tumbling 9%. The Nashville-based hospital operator reported a surprise decline in second quarter profit and revenue that came up short of forecasts. A big gainer today, Fresh Del Monte. Shares of the produce company are surging 11% after its better-than-expected quarterly earnings report. Home prices are still rising. They were up 3.4% year-over-year nationally in May, according to the S&P CoreLogic Case Shiller Index. There were solid gains of more than 5% in Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tampa. Another day, another box office milestone for a Disney movie. The entertainment giant says its remake of The Lion King today will cross the $1 billion mark at the worldwide box office, becoming the fourth Disney film this year to do so, following Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, and Aladdin. That's Your Money Now.